Thus I have heard. At one time, the Blessed One was dwelling in the royal domain of Vulture Peak Mountain with a great gathering of monks and a great assembly of bodhisattvas. At that time, the Blessed One was absorbed in the samadhi of the many aspects of phenomena called profound appearance. At the same time, noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, looking at the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom, saw the five skandhas in their natural emptiness. Then, through the power of the Buddha, Venerable Shariputra said to the noble Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva Mahasattva, "How should a son of a lineage train who wishes to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom?" Thus he spoke, and the noble Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva Mahasattva answered the Venerable Sharadvatiputra with these words, "Shariputra, those men and women of the lineage who wish to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom should look at it like this. The five skandhas should be seen purely in their natural emptiness. Form is empty. Emptiness is form. Emptiness is not other than form. Form also is not other than emptiness. In the same way, feeling, recognition, compositional factors, and consciousness are empty. Shariputra, like this, all phenomena are emptiness, and having no characteristics, they are unborn and unceasing. They are not impure or pure. They neither decrease nor increase. Therefore, Shariputra, in emptiness there is no form, no feeling, no recognition, no compositional factors, no consciousness, no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no appearance, no sound, no smell, no taste, no sensation, no phenomena. There is no quality of sight, and so on, until no quality of mind and no quality of mental consciousness. There is no ignorance and no exhaustion of ignorance, and so on, up to no old age and death, and no exhaustion of old age and death. In the same way, there is no suffering, no origin, no ending, and no path, no wisdom, no attainment, and no non-attainment. Therefore, Shariputra, since there is no attainment, bodhisattvas rely on and abide by means of the profound perfection of wisdom. And since their minds have no obscurations, they have no fear. Transcending falsity, they attain nirvana. All the Buddhas who dwell in the three times have relied upon the perfection of wisdom and have become true and complete Buddhas of unsurpassable, perfect, and complete enlightenment. Therefore, the mantra of the profound perfection of wisdom, the mantra of insight, the unsurpassed mantra, the unequaled mantra, the mantra which calms all suffering should be known as truth, for it is not deceptive. The mantra of the perfection of wisdom is proclaimed. Teyata om gate gate para gate para samgate bodhi soha. Shariputra, this is how a bodhisattva mahasattva should train in the profound perfection of wisdom. Then the Blessed One arose from that samadhi and said to the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, noble Avalokiteshvara, that he had spoken well. Well done, O son of the lineage, it is so. O son of the lineage, since it is just so, the profound perfection of wisdom should be practiced just as you have taught, and the Tathagatas will also rejoice. When the Blessed One had said this, the Venerable Sharadvatiputra and noble Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva Mahasattva and the entire gathering, as well as worldly beings, gods, humans, asuras, and gandharvas, rejoiced and praised the words of the Blessed One. Lamada gato jetsu jate yana chaksevo Kange lo drudu ni chenda nita nanda rapsewe Chenye de kunche jinze che Nite toka le banze Kanda sebe tera mare Thank you.
Yeah. Today, the most important what we are going to learn or teach is. Everybody is willing to learn and willing to practice. That's what we are going to learn and teach today. Okay, when we think that you know what we really wish for and want is the happiness and all the pleasure and comfort of this life. But then what the Dharma teachings say is just nothing about the comfort and luxury of this life.
저기 전대기 대지대 주시고요 말해서로.
나.
저기 전대기 내 최롱이 주는 세금들로요 말. 저기 전대기 대지대 주시고요 말해서.
And then the dharma whatever we are practicing the dharma is not going to teach or it's not really going to be helpful a benefit for the comfort the pleasure and the benefit of this life.
가르쳐서는 천디 깔레 가셔져서는 전자 집어넣은 전자 두 번 넣어지면 되는 거면 돼.
Because in this life whatever we do how much we work put a lot of effort and there is not a total happiness always it's not always totally suffering it's all both together like happiness and no matter how much effort we put towards the achievement of happiness there is still suffering and not always suffering there is happiness and suffering going together
오늘 가서 이 전대 집어 용에 아니 세계 소 가르라 딱 그래서로 아니 내가 갈려지는 용금에도 가다 그래서서는 아니 생이 된데 대화 생에 주도에 비전 제고
So what we really have to pay attention to is the what is the main kind of a way what is the way to have a happiness and peace of mind in this world.
오늘 생제 때도 대화 두어라 아니 네 토마 가는 것 좀 그랬었어나 아니 토마 대화 주지도 해보러 왔어.
So when we look and seek for the peace and the happiness and the peace of the mind, then we have to see how do we have to start to look for a way to achieve that peace of mind.
아니 간절히 해요 그래서 라니 대화 용 마세 아니 제나요 대화 용 투에 아니 라니라 티진 야본 장에 지서 라니라 소에요 그래서
And then if we think about the happiness and peaceful of the mind, not only for oneself, but there is a way that we can make ourselves happy or we can achieve the peace of mind for oneself and the others, and there is a way to do it. And then if there is a way to achieve that happiness and peacefulness of the mind for oneself and the others, so we must have to have the motivation to fulfill it. So today, with that motivation, and today we have to think that no matter, even if I understand the meaning of the teachings or not, but still I'm going to listen carefully. like being a human being, there are some kind of lives like sentient beings like animals that you know by giving some kind of a like a gift or a you know, a treat we can make those animals go into the right follow the right way and right path train the sentient those animals
maso thoma meba ne thanda pa de duja chonjo chen ne dewa yin zan ne duja la ga sho cha go re yes
but since habitually from the beginning we had been indulging more on the like kind of a negative deeds which is like bad conducts and so on and so we are in habit of doing that so it is like likely that we are more attracted to the negative deeds
ta che duja la ga bu ma je sen ne missing it la roa ni ta ton ne so jo jo gan ta ma re roa missing it la jin sen shi san no ton ne ni so jo jo to ye chai ja gur
so In order not to, in order not to follow and to be attracted to the negative part, there is a way. Like for a human beings, we have that cognitive like power, and we have that intelligence, cognitive intelligence, to realize which is good and which is not good, which is positive and negative. So that way, there are teachings, there are ways that we can learn. But in the desperate case, there is a way that we even have to give. There are punishments to be given to the sentient beings, to the human beings, which are who the sentient beings who are not tamed and not to be able to follow the right path with the teachings and the good ways to follow. If they are not able to do that, there are some punishments to put them into a right way.
인선의 대령 가정으로 넘버 선제 전년에 이게 아니 린데스 내리로 아니 가정이나 주부 담바기 미배야 다스라 그러로 야를 미배야 다스는 개시식으로
So now, for a while, we are going to meditate on the Buddha's good qualities and wisdom. And then also, all these, remembering all these good qualities and examples that are said by the Buddhas and the Bodhisattvas in the past. So remembering their good qualities and wisdom, we also have to motivate our mind that I will also follow their path and good example and be like them and like Buddha themselves. So we are going to have this thought in our mind for a while, and we meditate on it.
If we
have been doing this practice every day, then it won't be hard for us to visualize and think of what we are supposed to think. But if somebody is not doing every day, then maybe you know you will be a little confused in the beginning, and but then you can still see what the other is doing.
Nge ti june se di ngazu chue che se di roa chi gi lung su te ba ke che ma re se la da roa.
La.
Chue che se di roa lung ba chi gi chi lung su se che te ye roa. Din re so ni chi go ju ye ma re se la da
roa. And usually when Rinpoche teaches about the dharma, it's not that we are following some rules of some belonging to a country or a land.
Nge ka di ne la go ye ba la da. Ngo na yime de nepa sulu chi na sajiri ma do ko bebe saere ni shijegi saere keche che me was.
And for example, when we have a headache, we will take medicine, and everybody will take medicine regardless of race or caste, or be it a Tibetan or a Western or Indian, whoever have this headache will take medicine. And that medicine is not particularly specially for a Tibetan, or is specially for the Westerners. You know, when somebody has a headache, they will automatically take medicine. So medicine is for everybody.
아니 토마 니기 허세는 중에 되지 맞아 에시아 미리니 차바리 마도 나서 찬소 쪽에 집에 지장을 살아다
만나서 한대 뒤로죠
토마 이러와 나서 주역이 턱이 중대라 토마 에시아는 주바리 마도 로존 제공이 강가 집에 지장을 나다 나서 강가 내방에 집에 지장
and so far the medicine is a concern and the first the medicines were started in the in Asia in land of Asia but then that doesn't mean the others are not accessible to the medicine everybody can take the medicine
jemane sanje tonda ji phegre pe phesa kanga doji de ten ki bare ma do sa che jan da ji pog ma re la de jan ne ro zamle de la sanje ji ton phegre la da phesa ge sa che de jagal ten ki bare sa la da
and then in future there will be 1000 buddhas coming and then the place where they will come and reside will be the bodhgaya in india and that is definite
ani tene kuro lo sen ma chyo da yun je ro ko toma yun ton ro ji je wa yin na ko ngo tene zu ba re ma do na se kang ga ye ga bo je go de ne che go de ngo ne ne ga chen bo sa da
but since the place is from Buddha Gaya but the dharma will spread all over and so it is very important and beneficial for everybody to try and put effort to learn the teachings of the Buddha
deureun gaso chuesiye deyo roji dong gajang ngula jago doji deyo songsangye chuesireseola
and then whatever dharma today we are going to learn from Rinpoche is has been taught in the India 2500 years before and that same teachings is what we are going to hear today
tene zu de lo peji sijang ngaje de jaga ye ne pedu de jaga ye miri rang ye nyasa le de denjo chi re do de jaga de miri rang sa ne de yo ge ka si jaga ye pedu so ge nyasa le ne shu jo chi re la
and then in the beginning these Buddha's teachings were also followed and practiced by the Indian panditas as well
then in bejene ni ji nga so be da ka je no ba mong bo chi le ni pa chong jo de yang da ga sa ma ye no ba de da ye me da jo da ro wa kang kang ro so da ne de re so ni jin no ye ma ro wa de mu zo mu ji so so se ro wa ka je ma so ge 여기 몸 메리 몸보 촐란도야 되나 나체 있다나
and then gradually from the Indian panditas the gradually the Buddha teachings have spread all over and that time people have put a lot of effort and wealth and a lot of time to study and practice that dharma not like so easy at this present time not like us and then for example in Tibet itself also the people it costed a lot of lives and lot of efforts and so many things for the teachings of the Buddha
benaro ben je bo ji ko la men ye zan yin ne ji tong men ni ma ma la da cha wa da long ga ne den chen chen ne shin
and when the Tibetans went to India to study there were like at the time of one of a particular king there were 25 people sent to India to learn the dharma but all of them died except two because of the immense heat in India
ganje tenju gi kale jene chote pe ni ro ta ngaso dering ngaso ngeso chenye che de pe na ta ro ni chi se pe na ta ne ni pe na la che de ta se wa sa de ma ni ba pe gi ke pa so gi rang ni gi ro wa jo mo bo la lo jo che ene lo jo che ba na gi gi rang ni gi gang jo lo chang ne shi ko ro le ya de na gang jo ne ene rang ji lo to ba chong de ni kale de ma ko jo che re sa la
and then all this Tibetans panditas who went to learn the dharma they brought back this dharma to Tibet and in Tibet all these mahasiddhas learned and they practiced they examined they investigate not only that they went into the retreats in the high mountains for several years like 10 to 15 months to accept to learn it and then they have composed all this and so these have these teachings are so profound and precious because of this so many mahapanditas taking so much effort and troubles to bring this dharma to Tibet and to spread it elsewhere also
and what jidan ne ge de xie de chung xie de bu cha de gu de se ro a jin ngone je wa yin na 데리 가서 자가지 좋은데 별로 치죠 연대로와 벤트다지 자가기 벤트다지 대주 아니 로자와지 대주네 아니 치르르신의 전에 있는 벤트탈이야 간제시시시잖아 아니 자가지 좋은데 별로 좋은 치전도와
And then that time they have translated this all these teachings from Indian language to Sanskrit language to Tibetan, and they, how did they do is there used to be a one pandita, Indian pandita, and one Tibetan scholar, and there will be a translator. And then, so with the help of translator, all these teachings were translated word by word from Indian to Tibetan, and that's how it's very precious. And that's the origination of the Dharma. And then also it includes that it is a fear dharma.
And then so
since this dharma is composed and the dharma is so pure, the one who composed the dharma is also so pure, and everything is so pure. So now the question is, you know, the now the same teachings of the dharma, the one who is teaches, and the one who is learning or listening the dharma, and how they should be is going to explain.
但你要的声音你看来你想去一声是吧我们那边呢在这儿的面呢不能存取就想去一声一个声音过来也是。And
then both the teacher and the disciples who is giving the teachings and who is listening the teachings at least should have the bodhicitta and try to generate the bodhicitta.
就像去学的结果嘛的就像是去学的结果嘛的就像是去学的结果嘛的就像是去学的结果嘛的就像是去学的结果嘛的就像是去学的结果嘛的就像是去学的结果嘛的就像是去学的结果嘛的就像是去学的结果嘛的就像是去学的结果嘛的就像是去学的结果嘛的就像是去学的结果嘛的就像是去学的结果嘛的就像是去学的结果嘛的就像是去学的结果嘛的就像是去学的结果嘛的就像是去学的结果嘛的就像是去学的结果嘛的就像是去学的结果嘛的就像是去学的结果嘛的就像是去学的结果嘛的就像是去学的结果嘛的就像是去学的结果嘛的就像是去学的结果嘛的就像是去学的结果嘛的就像是去学的结果嘛的就像是去学的结果嘛的就像是去学的结果嘛的就像是去学的结果嘛的就像是去学的结果嘛的就像是去学的结果嘛的就像是去学的结果
teachings, but in all the times, it is important to generate your bodhicitta. And then whenever you are going to practice on your own also, that time you must have to have a kind of a thinking that why I am practicing this dharma.
네, 당연히 사지 말리고 주 말이 당연히 말리고 네 당연히 사지 말리고 쓰러 쇼로 네 니들이 좀 덤방고 좀 한번 제대로 좀 봐라 이제 니들이 덤방 네 오케이
Now I think we are in the on the chapter 14 and page 218
너도 대바드냐 도망게 사지 등에 지금 저런이 들이두고 많은 거는 뭐 내바드 용거라 알겠냐 지금 你老子早都没了你也没了结巴了你也老子早先你这边是的电脑老子大家也的吧你也的然后在东部这当你把了电脑老子大家也的吧你也的嗯第一点了你不能别去过的你不能去当你别去你也的然后东部这次他你不能当你别去的了你也的嗯老子也拿着了你把结巴的你不能去我也去然后东部这次他你不能去我得了送的就被中国的天猫也拿着了嘛你要是你的就被人的天猫就被前边拿着了嘛你要是你自己去 다 디노이 동벌은 이 송을 주변 중에 삼바자와 응 데라로도 주변 중에 삼바자와 대체비체 데라로도 가봐야지 다 동벌은 이 응 제대 심화되니 저러 제가 제대 심화되이 터 때문에 이제 다 동벌이 사지 나 제대 심화되이 터 때문에 이 난지 가서 때발은 주변 거 동벌 저런 거 좀 와 나 데레 통지 지사와 련대로 이치지 대바자와 당가서 사지자와 있는 데레 통지 지사와 대 용사래 다기 땡 안 주디 디네 고추에 바르고지 다 영코 초산 됐다 영만 다 되지 내려 던지지 자와 내려 이제 대바제 발라니 이래 대바제 바지 아니 대이 노경아 속에 카투 사제 가르레서서나 아니 어 대니한테 말리는 리마서 대도 때문에 년지 셔고 좀 니래 년 년대 주요 나 년대 주 삼바다 지라다 삼바니래 다치 삼바다 조사지 다 지라다 삼바다니래요
呃连着就那么说说上半年级他电影弄的你说说上半年级连着就做点把当你呃连着就做点把当而且嗯连着点了白把我是的当我说连着点了白把我是的杀鸡的卡托连着因为就等于那么出去确实有的杀鸡嘛这把职业的那么出去找到的也了的就等我出去当的职马头那这个人是了的给就一路给都是了啦
사제 주거에 대한 아래진 도통을 해줘. 얘는 계주기 한 따뜻 대금 하러 와도 중요한 말이 살라고 돌아.
So, you know, according to the Lamring teaching, according to the rules of the Lamring teaching, the Lama must have to teach step by step, according to, you know, the pages and pages accordingly. But then sometimes, you know, with the translator, it doesn't really work that way perfectly. So there might be slightly differences.
어,
Now, when we talk about the determination of the efforts of the actions, there should be a cause and effect. We are talking about the cause and the effect. Like, for example, you know, to be a little relaxed or to be a little easy for tomorrow, we do some preparations today. It's the same way. So in the same way, for the future lives, we must have to, future better lives, we must have to do the work which is without fault. We have to, the actions which is free from faults, we must have to do the positive deeds in order to have a better and happier life in the futures.
대라 추는 시부 대라 렌데스라 그랬잖아요.
So in the Dharma language, it is called the practice of the Dharma.
당가서만 될 때 런만 들었어. 렌데텐라 배발라 송도라 나비 렌데지 가비 렌데지 렌데지 나자 템바 오 송도와
좀 송도. Now this the determinations of the effects of the actions, there are three parts of the determinations of the effect of the action. The one, non-virtuous actions and their efforts. Two, virtuous actions and their efforts. Three, presentations of the other classifications of karma. These are the three.
대인에게 돈보 아니 레나보 제발 간을 거래 레나보 간대 제거했잖아요 레나보 제발 송도와 나비 레응어당 진영이 제발 대단히 제발된 바 오어서
and then also for the non virtuous actions and their efforts there are three explained on in the three parts and the first is the actual parts of non virtuous actions and the second is distinctions of the weight and the third is and expositions of the efforts.
어, 대송이 너는 돈 벌게 해서 가르치고 그러잖아. 아니, 내 나보다 간제 사도 가르치는 내 나보 사그래로. 간제는 내 나보 사도 그래서 해야 돼. 뭐를 돈 벌게 해서 해.
And then first, we speak about, we talk about how we really perform an negative action.
인보다 내 나보 사서나 내 나보다 아니, 지 제고 차보다 영원히 제발 열어왔어. 제비 몸보미에다 제비 뉴뉴미에 제발 열어왔어.
And then the second speaks about like once we have already committed a non-virtuous deed, how would be the consequences? How heavy would be the consequences?
다 대다기 제발 땜바오세디. 이니 제발 열어. 질은 제발 누수미에 오래. 질은 제발 누수미에 오래서는 대다기 제발 시에요 오래 제라.
And then the third one will explain about, you know, depending on the weight of the heaviness of the consequences, what kind of the consequence we will have depending on the weight of the negative karma.
다오는 것 속에 레사마사세에 들어가 속에 고로부터 송여를 류주고 나기고 이주고
And then, as far as the performing the actions, there are three, three actions from actions of body, actions of speech, and actions of mind.
Gyawasena tesungo na sagore, dipasena tesungo na sagore. Temandu rosa ngosul goyo mares.
And then whether we perform negative actions or whether we perform positive actions, we do the actions through our body, speech, and mind. And there is no way other than that that we perform either negative or positive actions.
Ta lyuge me gyawasaya tela sungro, ngagi jiro.
So, as we know, the actions from the speech is 3, and the actions from the mind is 4. No, 3, looking at the
person.
Body 3, speech 4, and mind 3.
And then
altogether it becomes 10.
And
then in order to have a better future rebirth, we must have to guard our body, speech, and mind. Negative actions of our body, speech, and mind.
And
then a negative actions of the body should be abandoned, and so it is first one is killing.
Papa son du des joa nebe, jetan samba da joa tatu de jiji du de siena, ju desin gumba da mengelo son aleteva de losha.
So, the first paragraph in the killing. What is killing? The compendium of the determinations teaches this in five categories. Like basis, preparations, attitude, affliction, and then conclusion. However, you can confess the middle three into the, you can condense the middle into the three category of attitude and and add the category of the performances to give a condensed presentations of each of the parts of action in four categories. Basis, attitude, performance, and confirmation. And then such as the presentations is easy to understand, and there is no contradictions between it and the intention in Asanga's teachings. If I'm not doing, please correct me, okay? Thank you.
Can I get Ramasan?
So when we are doing the action, non-virtuous action of killing, there should be some aspects come together in order to fulfill that action. If suppose somebody is going to slaughter an ox, and then the first the thing should be like somebody other than oneself. There should be other being there that we are going to kill. It should be somebody other than oneself. That's the basis. And then also there is a kind of a, when we found a basis to perform the action, then there should be an intention that I'm going to kill or slaughter the animal. And then there should be another aspect, like afflicted emotion, like can be an attachment. You know, the reason for slaughtering the animal can be out of attachment, attached to the meat or attached to the to its skin or something like that. And then the third is the way of how to slaughter the animal. There are certain several ways. Some use electronics, some use weapons, some use some other kind of methods to slaughter the animal. And in the end, like when the animal is being dead, and then as soon as the animal is dead, that time immediately, at the same time, the one, the killer will have the consequence of the negative action. So far, and Rinpoche has explained, and he has to go through the text, and then so we just have to look at the text.
Among
these, the basis of the killing of a is a being who is alive. Alive, you see. And moreover,
so jibi sanje de pena ro so da temba se so na ngo so shindong ro ji na so den se ge ma ro so jibi le ji ju wa la phare bo sanje gan la se sa ge de la so da temba ji go re
es the basis to which we are going to perform the killing should be something is alive. It should not be like something like a tree. It should be something alive. So we came to the right chapter. So,
this one.
No, among these basis of killing is a being who is alive. Moreover, the labels of the yogic deeds adds the qualification and other as in another living being, there is in considerations of cases of suicide, and when this is a scene of compensation commission that has that lacks culmination.
Rani Rani Yisewa in Arwa, so Jibi Miguel and Jugore, so Jibi Miguel Yonsu Zogumares, and that is
Soso Ranki Sebaina,
Rani Ranshi Jawain.
Ransi Ran Soso Ranki Sebaina, Ani Lakarina.
Miguel was Messi Miguel Agi, Le Yonsu Sangumares.
Soso Rangi, Soso Ranki, Soso Ranga Sebaina, Erem. Right. If like in a case of committing suicide, that doesn't cover all the aspects of killing the other, killing other sentient beings. That paragraph I already read. You know, it's mentioned in the levels of the yogi's practice. Concerning the three aspects of attitude, preparations, perceptions, motivation, and affliction. Perception has four types. Concerning the three aspects of the attitude, preparations, motivations, and afflictions, preparation has four types. First one is perceiving a living being, the basis to be a living being. And second is perceiving a living being not to be a living being. And the third is perceiving what is not a living being not to be a living being. And the fourth is perceiving what is not a living being to be a living being. The first and the third perceptions are accurate, whereas the second and the fourth are mistaken. First we have to recognize the animal whichever we are going to slaughter, and that like, that should be an ox, and we have to recognize that is an ox. Or, you know, if it is a person, we have to know that person, like suppose the person is, name is Tasi, that person is Tasi, I'm going to clean Tasi. It has to be like that. And it is a perception, that is a clear perception. So, for example, if my enemy is named Tasi, then my motivation will also be to kill the Tasi, not any other, but my motivation is to kill Tasi because Tasi is my enemy. So that is the unmistaken perception.
Okay,
and then when like sometimes in some cases, if a Tasi is living in a place where you cannot see properly and it's in the dark, but then you assume that this is Tasi, so I'm going to see Tasi, not being sure, but then still you think that it is, oh, the Tasi lives there and this is Tasi, and then you go and slaughter, and then if it is not Tasi, then that is a mistaken perception.
Mm-hmm. 로셀라 마시 타시 동 에티 타시 제 민도 테나 네 세그 마로와 디시 마 투바로와
양데 and then when at the time when you are about to perform the act then you realize this is not tashi this is somebody else then you will not really kill that person and that is then you would stop yourself from harming that person and that is a unmistaken perception
tashi tendis ta tejero and tishi jindu jidan yin ni ten ten jero tashi tashi yin ban tishi ba tashi tashi ma yin ban tishi ba tashi ma yin ba ji tashi re ten ba ni tashi yin ba ji han tashi ma re ten ba ji du ta ale chewa ma du te mong bu shu tishi cha chong le mi chi tishi se de ma chu ba ji go re so tishi chu so na le yang dan jin na yi yi zhe bu yong su zo ba zo gu ma re sa la gu me gi so ji bi me ge wa zhe bu yong su chang ba cha gu ma re sa gu tishi chu so na benenge tashi se ge tashi mayin ge se sho sha na ro wa man de she tuwa yin zan ne tashi mayin ba de le mse ye ge me ge wa ye le yong su zo gu ma re yes la go
so and then if we talk about misperception and then like if we kill somebody else in place of tashi and then you know the fruit of the karma of all these would not be not all the consequence will be covered in that action.
딱 간에 있는 게 간대치 투는 세계에서 끊어도요나 아니 간대치 세나요 연락이 수조로 그래요.
And then but then if you have a motive if we have a motivation of no matter whoever it is I'm going to kill that person then all these the consequence of the karma will be all it's all complete.
어 땅아 수지도 상반이 된 제송 하슬하다. 지들 바로 보소다 되게 지지 네 삼바 센터 디시티 마추바지 그렇지
so now you know our basis is there and then our the motivation or the perception is the pure clear perception is there we talk about that
어디지 당연히 데스지도 현대 년도 또 내가 균론 제답에 제답에 변화서도 지대에서 동보로 주바오지로 dēlā kīnlōng shirdā jīn bēnā āsā dō hējī kōnā sī nyō nē āsā nē zhōwā tsōmbā nē chūjīn nō nē sī nā āsā ngūjī dīpā mē bē āsā dē tābā lā dīshī mā chūpā gō shī āsā zhō yū tīsā kāng shūng yā sī nyō bā nē kīnlōng lā shūpā yō nā dīshī mā chūpā mā gō sō āsā lā chū lā mā nē gō lā yā rī dīpā shā wō sō dē shī bā shā wō debadalota ini nyomone se debadalota
the affected emotion dugidebe dugidebe debadal to sanga
nyomone se chido
the basis I see in some cases there may be a specific motivation for example someone may plan to kill only somebody called devadatta and he or she then commits murder however if this person mistakes yajana datta for Devadatta and kills him instead, then is no actual sin. However, such as action of killing requires an accurate perception. If at the time of performance, the killer has a general motivation, thinking that no matter what happens, he or she will kill, and accurate perception is not necessary. Know this to be the case for any of the remaining nine motivation actions nine non virtuous actions
tenda pesebo de chedan chuzi chidan de 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 login na da komu to jin yo mar sala da mdo
so Rinpoche says that it should not be difficult for you to follow because you know you are following the book so he hopes and believes that it is easy for you to understand
you know 마시어이나 나를 소주비면 이게 내 용어를 나 가르쳐 티제 가르쳐 차츰 가르쳐 선고해서 이제 용국으로 하더라고.
라.
그는 나를 미겨 소주비 내년 사발라 이니 내 가르쳐는 사그리에서 이제 용으로 하더라고. 다시 지금 맞잖아 나스게 매와.
Oh yeah, whenever if like even if we are going to perform a negative action such as killing, then if you examine yourself and give a thought why I am going to do this what is necessary to what aspects are necessary to fulfill this action, and it's beneficial to give a thought and examine on it. Otherwise, you know, we would just if you just ignore it, and then that's not right.
When we accumulate
a karma out of bad actions, it's because of this out of afflicted emotions we perform negative actions and accumulate karma. So the afflicted emotions is named as three poisons: desire, attachment, and anger, and ignorance. Why we put them as a poison, name as a poison, is because if we consume poison, it will damage and harm our body. And then if we consume the poison of the afflicted emotions, such as desire, hatred, and ignorance, it will not only harm this life, but it will harm many lives after this also. If we perform the negative karma out of attachment, then it should be like our attachment to the meat and the skin of this animal. And then out of anger, we perform the act of killing, like such as our enemies. And then how we perform the act of killing out of ignorance is because of not knowing, like there are many human beings who believe that you know, the animal sacrifice is a great act of offering, and it brings a lot of blessings, and that kind of, you know, and then out of that kind of a misbelief, that there are human beings who slaughter hundreds and thousands of animals, and that is how the act of killing is performed out of ignorance. The affliction is any of the three mental poisons. And the motivation. And then the motivation is the desire to kill. And then as we talk about the motivation, when we first take teachings, our motivation is to generate the bodhicitta. But here in this case, when we are motivated to the to perform the act of killing, then we have to have the motivation to, you know, harm the animal. That is the motivation. And then, as for the performance, it makes no difference whether the performance do it themselves or cause someone else to do it.
조이 몬에 선도와 쳔어 두 링하 고네 조아셔 발라 아니 소바 칸여로와 워스
디르바 the nature of the performance is killing by way of a weapon poison or spell or the like
다 조아 칸에서는 rani ji ngo sala ne to ba yang gore rani ji jin da pa chu se sa tang yang yo ro as
and when we are going to kill somebody then it's sometimes it's one will perform the act oneself sometimes it can be performed through somebody else
se sa ge la cha de ne chuen yin nan da ro wa pi ge de le du de ne se nan da yang ma da ma da dong ne pa re de se so ne ga re chen na yo
And then the act of killing can be also different actions like you know killing directly with a weapon or a poison or casting a spell and so on and but this is all still you know a bad karma and it's a negative karma killing.
오늘 타투 가르잖아. 로아 타투네. 라서 타투네 조아티 젠주 파르부이 세온스 뒤진데 쇼아고 오선데.
The confirmation is the combination culmination also. The culmination of the death of another account of the performance either at that point in that point in time or at another point in time further the treasury of the knowledge says oh it's yet to come
de gi kecha garishi gor senarwa de gi pena du lo ji li chön lo ji nu sona ne khatu shi sona nge ba yo ba ji ja che ro khatu me shi wa ji du lo ji ne lo ji ma shi sona ya ne ga de shi sona de ni ga de ra ni la
Okay, and then for instance, if we kill the person with a poison, and then if the man dies, if that person dies immediately, then the karma will also bear the fruit immediately. But if that person will die after a year, and then the time of the death after 1 year we will also have the fruit of the karma at that time after 1 year.
대연 절에서 너도 알아서 대연 절에서 아 다녀도 쉬워라 몸이 루이지 제시 로스 시송반에 대연 자오스 대바노
And then from the treasury of the knowledge, it says, if the killer if the killer dies prior to or at the same time as the victim, there is no actual infraction since the killer has then assumed another life.
Pena genong ye che chogo mare se ye tin de dan ge go mare lo sho. Lo sa je ye genong la che me chogo tin chi go yo ro. Wa te la tong wa sa la go de.
Ale.
Che dan ne me ge me su su.
Domba da si ro.
Oh, domba dan ge go mare lo sho.
Domba
ge me. Domba da.
Okay, di domba da gel ge mare ani mo si
di.
Nyam da la si su na. Ale. Ta genong di ge palo da la she ba ine
da. Palo bo de de jo. 파르포 대단 연원이 녀도도 시소나 아니 메시비 담바다 게고 말에서라 쇼
so for example a monk or you know we have this taken vows if a monk performs an act of killing, and then if the person, whoever the man has killed, the monk has killed, and then if that man, if the monk also somehow dies at the same time, the person who has killed dies together, then this monk will not have the consequence of breaking his vow. However, he will have the consequence of acting non-virtuous deed in a negative bit, deep, but then he would not break the vow.
And also
similarly, like if the monk has killed somebody and then the person has not died, before that person dies, if the monk himself dies before the person, and that time also the monk will not have the consequence of breaking the vow. In other words, his vow is not broken. But then still have the consequence of not Jewish action. Because when we take vows, we always, during taking the vows, we say that, you know, like, as long as I live, I will not perform this act. But that's why, you know, and then if one self has dead, then that's why the consequence will not be counted. So with all this explanation, did it become clear to you that you know, when you perform an act of killing, so all these acts, aspects of the killing should be necessarily there together to fulfill the act. So did it become clear to all, or any confusion?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
What about if somebody has the intent to kill somebody, you know, and then their intent is to not suffer the karma, so they kill them and then kill themselves with that intent to kind of circumvent the rules?
Pardon?
You know? So then would that be an exception to this? Because I you know... If you kill someone, and then my other second part of the question would be, what if your intent was to kill the person, but you just wounded him?
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't the karma be the same as if you killed him?
I see.
The intent or the, you know, the mm-hmm. structure?
Mm-hmm. Sa di mici kirwa mi semba ji paroji la se go samba ki ji samba ji yorba ine yang se ma tu bise kurang la ma ji bu so se da da bu ji so ne sha ba sha ba ina tini se ba nang si ki di pa ti yong re ba sa
te yong ma re hime wa
no it doesn't have because he didn't die it he only wounded you know
no ma se ma se di ba ka ne yong
Yes, he said, oh no, he would not have the consequence because the person didn't die. If the person dies, then only, you know, you will have the consequence.
Then only, you will have the consequence. Tattoo drugs, the law, the parapo shabang, and parapo sugars, the law, so on, the law.
Because,
you know, tattoos on the jager, tattoos.
In order to act the murder, to act the non-virtuous deed of the killing, you know, in order to murder, all the aspects have to be complete, you know.
Okay.
So this is not complete because the person is not dead.
Even though your intent was to kill him.
And it's like, you know, you meet, you know, you know, you know, you
know.
Yeah, intention is there, but then, you know, another aspect of the completion is also the man has to die. You will have the consequence according to your motivation of killing, but then you would not have the consequence of that person's death.
So a more subtle form of the karma. It would be a more subtle form of the karma. more subtle.
It's more subtle form of the karma of what? Like
the intent. You would still suffer the intent of the intention, but not the actual.
Mm-hmm, yeah, because it's not complete, you know. Only the intention was there, no? He will come to a place where we can stop.
Sosogi rani giroa, sojibi megevi le rani le chuma le rani le karatsangu gudu seyete, he goba chiroa.
So, you know, in order to have the full consequence of the negative deed of killing, all these the aspects of the completion should be there.
Nipaterwa, ane soche sona me kare yongure se sona ane soche ne nyawal ndore yadal chege se te ko chiyon ke cherwa yimba cherwa laba de ne soche bal ndebal te ne rani rani tse tong ne ma wa te yongure yes.
In general we speak like if you kill somebody you will be like born in the lower realms, you know, and like you will be born in a hell realm, an animal realm. This is generally we speak all the time, but actually when you perform an act of killing, then it also will cause you to be a certain length of the your it will shorten the length of your life, and then you will have a lot of disease, sickness. This also is
caused by 다 신사파도 로아 소드네 지에서나 아니 가르 연구를에서나 아니 라니 지원의 새롭게도 소지와라 가보자.
And then it is not concerning your question, but then you know in generally speaking we are talking about, and then at the same time if somebody has murdered somebody in this life, that will bear the consequence, like in your next future life also you will be attract, or you will be, you know, like you will enjoy doing that act again and again, you know, you will carry that kind of a propensity that you would you know you will take joy in murdering. It's not regarding to your question. She's just explaining in general.
Lapa the sojourn in Tibu Yulamimidi, any penal loto sewa over the neon over the any sewa yon the Tulula dua.
And also, when we kill and commit a murder, then that also will cause famine and drought. And sickness and all this is also one of the form of the consequence of the karma, your killing.
Oh, that's it.
So, bearing this, all these consequences in the mind, then also if you are going to kill somebody, and then you have to immediately think of the pain, of the suffering that somebody is, you know, going to suffer. And in the same way, if somebody is going to kill you and then stab you, and then, you know, how much pain and suffering you yourself go through, we have to, you know, pay attention to this. And then that will help us to, you know, avoid doing those acts. So, you know, knowing all these consequences and knowing all this pain and suffering, and if we keep a vow now onwards, like I will not harm or hurt any living sentient beings, and then that will that is like equal to taking the vow of discipline, you know, moral ethics. In our culture, like it's much less, but here we see in the West that a lot of animals like fish and bird and insects are killed without any, you know, kind of a concern, any, you know, that not care and concern. We can see a lot of fishes, you know, on the shore of the bank of the rivers and insects and the birds killed without any care and concern. And then usually Rinpoche always reminds all our students to be careful when you walk on the road and the ways there will be small insects and creatures. And then even if you know, if we accidentally kill them, even if we don't have all the consequence complete, but still we will have some amount of karma accumulated. And then, like going to the fishes and catching all the fish and, you know, killing the fishes is actually people do it for enjoyment. Most of the time they do enjoy going the fishing and all this. But then, you know, the other sentient beings like fish, they go under tremendous suffering. So that is a heavy karma too.
희망에 교수 질러 살아. 희망은 배바치 영화라 차바이 되지 거예요. 그치 최저 최신에 전라 러러지 대송 저다 정의 시위진도
가리키오래.
차바이 돼.
알레라서 딜랩네 아니 리다시게 망부두스. 안티 콘솔라 라브로치 송네 슈베레르. So one time a Tibetan person brought a newsletter to Rinpoche and said, oh, now, you know, there is a kind of, maybe it's a hunting season, you know, now there will be a lot of killing, so please tell the students.
So when
And then he said, it's very scary because once the hunter or the gunman has a gun in his hand, he says, the animal is not going to be spared, you know. He will have his mark, you know, there. So he said, you know, it's very scary and dangerous because once they have gun in their house and they have no escape. So, and then on top of that, these hunters are killing just for enjoying, not out of the necessity of the food, not because they are starving, but just out of joy and enjoyment. They are, most of the time it is the case. So, you know, he requested Rinpoche to tell the people. But he says people may not it won't be pleasant to the ears of the people who, you know, do the hunting, because once the people you know, are in so much in a habit of doing something, they just take you know, that they just take a joy and pleasure in doing so. So no matter how much you like, it will be difficult to change their mind because they are so attracted to, and then they take joy of doing that because of habit. So in general, and when we really, I mean, think about the karma and its consequences, it is difficult to observe every minor things acts. But then, you know, still, you know, we have to be careful because even, you know, out of ignorance of being careless, we still are accumulating the karma which will have consequences. So any questions? Yes, Chris. Yes, Pasi, and then you. I see, okay.
I was just going to say, Buddha, was a warrior caste, right?
Buddha was?
He was from like a warrior family, right?
Yeah, a boy in a family, a royal family, yeah.
Do you think that some of the negative things that he went through because of killing animals, what part of Bodhisattva when he was trying to attain enlightenment?
Your question is, did he suffer?
Do you think he suffered when he was
a prince
for killing animals?
For killing animals.
While he was
a prince. In a royal family.
Yes.
I see. Woman, sangye jom den de ta gelong mebe ke so ma sa ma ge ke kon la ta kon la ta inde galpui ke galrik la tin de se de thung bar ba se ne ane de de du kapsula galpui ke ta de che ne mechi ke ne shuba kapsula ane kon la de kasore de te rida da bu che ba da de sim che ba de ke la te ne kon la lai tin de kang ye da op ke ti tin de cheng yong yor be sa de ba Yes, he said he was absolutely like one of us, and he went through a lot of sufferings, and then he saw it's a suffering, and he also saw the causes of suffering and consequences of these negative deeds, and then he also found a way of to get rid of the sufferings and to have the path to enlightenment. That's how he took numberless rebirths in order to, you know, abandon, give up these negative deeds, and he performed the virtuous acts, and that's how, you know, gradually he got enlightened. Otherwise, he was like one of us. So, because he himself went through all different kinds of sufferings and negative, he experienced so many sufferings through the numberless lifetimes. And not only that, he also found the ways of get rid of suffering and to get the path of liberation. So, and then all these teachings is his kind of advice to us, that I went through this suffering because of this action, negative action, and because of this positive action, I accumulated good karma, and it helped me go to through the higher, you know, path and all this. So, as he went through these lifetimes, he experienced and more and more, and that's how he learned himself, and he experienced himself, and he examined himself. That's how, you know, that's all these things that he, whatever teachings he gave is today, he has gone through himself, and then he has learned himself, he has practiced and examined, and that's why he lived all these teachings as an advice for all the session bigs, because, you know, don't do this, this will bring you this kind of consequence, you know, you will be lower yam and so on, and do this for your betterment of the future life, and these are the advices, that's how he went through, and that's how he learned himself, and that's how he was able to give all these advices as the teachings for us.
Could you
yes, please.
So, my question is, I kill a lot of bugs as I drive, and I drive a lot because of how far away I live. And obviously, I don't intend to kill the bugs. I don't delight in it. And I regret that it occurs. But is there anything further to reduce that karma?
It's kurang na satarin pula degi za ani motor tende mangbu tangne do de samne bu mangbu segi dus ani ne yang bu segi kurang la samro ti mes se go samsam ra ti gi mes da ani di se ne gabu ye mes adi samna kona se ne ta kona gyo par ji mangbu ye sa gyo pa tinde chi gyo sa song za ta de la kha so re de le da nge ma sa ya ki chu da khari chen ta gi res
dile mesavi da ta ki to ka bu ro wa ro sosugi tanji sewa nangi yin jueba chen rwa sosugi ngane tuwane denpa rwa nga sosugi le mongche wachi mishibi ongi sasha warla rwa chi di nini mishibi ongi sabla chi di nini sabba nyunyu rwa ku mishibi ongi sabba dila yin juesen chen yin tanji lawa nangi yin rwa 치드니네 통바질라 치드니네 세제 메제와제 다 미시비 오게 종아질라 야 진조바제 힘데 타게 동아질마도 제 제스게 만도 와서라
So is it like you know we perform this most of these negative actions we do accidentally unknowingly these are more than what we do intentionally so so the best way Rinpoche's advice is like you do a lot of regret and have compassion and that's it
did you know we were been a chidin in a jejero chidin in a jeda mishibe ngo ge jese ni chidong yi chana da nga zo won le jere jeng yong yi chana di ba chesung yi cheba yor sa ro yin na yang ko di ba me ba tsa ni ro go ma le la da ro
And you know the unvirtuous deed which we intentionally do and then that you know we also can you know like there are ways but that also has a heavy karma consequence but then those deeds which we have do unknowingly and unintentionally but then both of these also have the karma's consequences It's not that we are free from the sin by you know, not doing, you know, like directly, knowingly. Even if we do it unknowingly, unintentionally, we still have the karma and consequence.
Tanjinga tsuki diroa, so chubi megebi le yonsu zoba tsangwa la, chachin de tsangur sa lao yun de, dela pali rani jachakwa ni roa.
So, you know, as we talked before, like when we are going to commit a murder or if we are going to kill, and then that that act has to have all the aspects complete, all the things have to come, precepts, motivation, and the basis and all these things, you know. But since your act of negative is you know doesn't have all these things completed because your intention is not there basis not there so according to that the karma and consequence could be more and less
and any zero ro pena nga chungi su pena ro messi se de shena so shu ji zago ro la da san chen chen da se se de
And in general, usually when we are when we think of killing a person, and that sounds really scary and you know horrible. But then when it is comes to an animal, people do not really you know give much you know attention. It's not doesn't sound too you know horrible like you know for killing a person.
제가 친구 연락하더라고. 뭐 이런 제투가 나기 선생님한테 이런 제투가 말이 변은 미자처럼 임반나 이 선생님한테 자처럼 말했을 라는 제단된 리고를라든가 추적해서 시나로 나죠요로 미기 나죠나 선생님한테 나죠요 말로 알려도 뭐
it is there is a big difference because you know the animals are animals and the human beings have the cognitive intelligence which the animals lack and so there is one difference
변나 아주 변의 개노지나로 메시에서나 아니 개노기 자이 담바던 게그레스 아니 세제 제다시나 자이 담바던 게그 말이 에나 담바던 게그레스 여기 시설에
나 가리서 자이 담바던 게기 말했으니
아니 지단데 녜바여로 담바여로
데 지단다
담바던 게그레 녜바던 게그레 치쇼된 게그 말이라다
but you know like for a monk if he performs a killing and then his the root vow will be broken but then still you know since the other things are not complete it is no it doesn't bear the other consequences of the karma mise dang simje sebe ki khabar je yore sungi ba undila
me mai khe je se sona je da dang ba de ge gur zai dang ba de ge ge ma re s
자외 담바지기 그말이
다 간지 담바 단계고로 담바 최초 단계가 말이라서
아시 네 심젠데 이시바데
어 바정으로 오지세나
아시 or if the animal is if we kill the animal if the monk kills the animal then you know the root vow is you know like broken but then the other vow is not broken 왜 가리래
단지 Bene mō mē chāpa sē kērē rō, mē sē sē rī yī jī mē jī ngā sō nā kī chā kā mā rē, ā mē khu bō nē mē sēmbā chā sō nā, yā ngā tē lā dzē jō rā mō rē chē nā, mē sē yā ngē pā chā kērē sā lā rā. Mē sē tī ngē pā chē kērē? Mē sē bē ngē pā chū kērē sā, ā mē khu bō nē mē chā sā nā, mē nā yā, tē yā dzē jō tō nē chē sō nā, mē sē yā ngē pā chā kērē sā. Mē sē sē rī ngā sō nā kī rō nē ngē, dē nē ngē jī sē kā mā rē, ā mē khu bō nē shū mā tā yī mēch shū tsā rō wā, nā shē shū tsā nē mē bō zō nē mē sē ngē pā yō
kā rē sā. And like if a baby is inside the mother's womb and it has the baby already has got the consequence, consciousness, the baby is but still inside the womb, and then consequence, yeah, consciousness, the baby has consciousness but it's still inside the mother's womb, and if we kill that baby, we still have the consequence of killing a human being.
Killing means
I see. Oh. So, like, what this source is like, you know, in order to kill, to have the consequence of killing a human being, you do not really need a whole solid body because the consciousness is already there. Sometimes there are cases like, you know, you ask somebody to kill that person, you hire somebody to kill that person. In that case, the karma of the consequence, the fruit will be on both of the person, because the one who ordered and the one who came. So in that case, it is better that oneself would commit so that the other one is not involved. You can at least save the other one. She says, sorry, we are late today, so we conclude here. And so dedication. In the dedication today, Rinpoche La asked you to include that now onwards, I will never harm or hurt any sentient beings, and then please help me to, you know, all the blessings, give me your blessings so that I will be able to keep my, you know, pure motivation. And then, so instead of that, may we be able to help other sentient beings. That's so, add this in your dedication now onwards. And that's what Rinpoche said.
Jambe yonje tsewe jizone Zambo shishir